Well, just a day and a bit until the nominations come in. 10 standing in St Samson, so I managed to correct my email address, which was on the Election 2012 website wrongly. It is kevin@kevinstewart.gg, for anyone that wants to know. I just thought I'd wade in on the Rambo car and the Land Rover. If I was in the States, there's quite a few questions I'd like to ask. First of all, did they look at obtaining a second-hand vehicle from another police force, from the MOD, as someone has suggested? And what sort of alternative quotes did they have? $183,000 just seems a huge amount of money. The other question is, they've got two BMWs, the big four-wheel drive X5 BMWs. And you kind of wonder, well, would a Kia or a Hyundai or another model? Because last time I looked, BMWs were about the most expensive type of car that you could buy in that range. So I think there's quite a few questions, particularly in reading in the opinion column of the Guernsey Press today, in that in total, departments and the courts and law officers have blanket approval to spend £15.7 million, most of it under the heading of miscellaneous, which, as the press says, is as vague as it gets. And that's way too vague. And this is half the problem with where we are with the States at the moment, is that sort of information isn't freely available to people, where the money is being spent and how it's being spent. And is it being spent wisely? With a lot of budgets being cut at the moment, do we need BMWs? Would a Kia or something cheaper have done? And do we really need that Land Rover? Could we not have got something second-hand from another police force? Anyway, I'm going to enjoy myself because I've got my manifestos printed. I shall be hitting the streets, probably starting at the weekend. I'm just going through my street plan at the moment. So good luck, everyone. And there'll be some more audio booze, election audio booze from me over the next few days or so.